He's back. You know, he hasn't been on in a little while, but he hasn't forgotten about us. Robert Mazur, retired DEA. You know, he spent 27 years working for the federal government at three different agencies. He's probably best known for his undercover work in infiltrating the Medellin cartel and doing a case, doing a lot of work against Pablo Escobar. He wrote a book called The Infiltrator, and they turned that into a movie, and it's a New York Times bestseller. And then the other one, The Betrayal, fascinating books, could not put them down, another bestseller, and they're currently making The Betrayal into a movie as well. He's got an excellent pedigree, and he's the perfect guy to have on this show to talk about our first main topic, which I'll get to in just 1 second. So welcome to the show, Robert Mazur. Very excited to have you back on. Let's start off with the Medellin cartel. RVMnews.com, which is the Red Voice Media news outlet. Cartel hacker used FBI agent's phone surveillance cameras to track and kill informants, report finds. So it's a fascinating story. The Mexican cartel hacker allegedly infiltrated the phone of an FBI official assigned to the U.S. Embassy in Mexico City, and he used surveillance tools, which is what really impressed me, to track and in some cases kill informants working with the U.S. government, according to a newly surfaced FBI audit obtained by Reuters. Bob Mazur, this is your wheelhouse. This is your expert level stuff. So I can't wait to hear what you have to say about this.
Yeah, well, I got the opportunity to be in two long-term undercover operations, collectively 5 years working undercover, first with the Medellin cartel and secondly with the Cali cartel. And I can tell you that at least from a safety factor standpoint, the one thing that anytime you're involved in a long-term investigation, a major criminal case, you've got to remember, always assume the targets are smarter than you. And if you don't have that front of mind as you're going into this, you're going to make a lot of mistakes. And the other thing that I think is extraordinarily important, and a lot of people have been given credit with this quote, but Winston Churchill is one of them. And those that fail to learn from history are doomed to repeat it. If you look at this case, it is parallel to a 1990 case involving the Cali cartel. In that instance, they engaged a guy who was in the Colombian Army Reserve, a counterintelligence expert, who was working with British commandos that were involved in hunting down Pablo Escobar with the Cali cartel. And he had the ability and did a lot of tracking of telephone activities, of cameras that were used to see who was coming and going at the embassy in Bogota. He wound up becoming the head of security. So among other things, he not only does he have 150 people working for him to maintain security, he also uses what was the cutting edge at that time of counter surveillance equipment to be able to, number one, help them to track down Pablo Escobar, then after Escobar was killed, to protect the Orjuela family. Eventually, he decided to become a DEA informant. And actually, his first stop was Tampa, Florida. When he came to the U.S. and was going into the witness protection program, one of my good friends, and I think he might be yours as well, Bob Quinn. Bob was a babysitter for him for a while. And so I think that it's really interesting to me that people who are working today, when there's the technology that we know that exists out there today, don't, number one, study history to see that these people have this kind of sophistication and wind up putting themselves in a position to be able to be compromised as this FBI assistant attaché was